Good morning, Rav Asay. Shema b'nei Musa Ravicha ve'al titosh Torah Simecha. Zeh ko'i al masha nerm alamayla v'hovin imrei bina. U'mefarish mahim imrei bina. What does a person need to do? What are Imrei Bina? How does a person acquire the Imrei Bina? Musa Ravicha hu Torah shebichsav, v'Torah simecha hi Torah shebal peh. This pshat in the Gaon, here in the notes, the Metzayin Amidrash Mishlei, this pshat should be correlated with the Gemara in Brachos. Gemara in Brachos on Lamed Hei and Vez Amar Bichanina Ba Papa Kol Hanena Min Olam Hazeh Bela Bracha Ki Ilu Goza LaHakadosh Baruch Hu UKnesses Yisrael. If a person eats, if a person smells an something aromatic without making a bracha, it's as if he steals A from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B from Knesset Yisrael. Shenema gozel ovi v'imo v'omer ein pesha chaver hu le'ish mashchas. So the Pasuk speaks, take a Pasuk later in Mishlei, speaks of stealing from Aviv v'Imo. Say Chazal, v'ein Aviv el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sh'ne'amar, hu halohu avicha kanecha, v'ein Imo el Knesset Yisrael, sh'ne'amar sh'ma b'ni Musa avicha, v'al titosh Torah simecha. So here, Aviv is identified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Imo with Knesset Yisrael, right? That's an imagery which we have Mufurish in the Nevi'im, which compares the relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the relationship between a wife and a husband. Ve'erastach li lo'olam, ve'erastach li v'tzaduk v'mishpat, uvcheser v'rachamim v'erastach li b'emuna v'yadatis Hashem. So the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael is compared to that of ishus, of marriage between husband and wife. And in keeping with that metaphor, that metaphoric depiction, so then Aviv represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's say for the individual Jew then, Aviv represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Imo represents Knesset Yisrael. The pshat here, that now a pasuk, Musa Ravicha is the Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Simecha is the Torah Shebal Peh, is that same metaphorical usage of Aviv v'Imo. Torah Shebichsav, so Knesset Yisrael is not involved in Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates the Moshe Rabbeinu. We have no input as to whether the first word in Chumash is Bereshis or whether the first word in Chumash is Barishona. It's Torah Shebal Peh is unilateral. Torah Shebichsav is unilateral. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shebal Peh. So then, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin at the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and then later the Achronim quote that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu discussed certain shailas with him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Memtes Panim Tomei. Memtes panim tochor, Mem tes panim chaya, mem tes panim zaka. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hodiyeni hechi halacha. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Acharei Mahatos. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, when the question will come up in Bezin Shalmaila, in Bezin Shalmata, so then the Bezin Shalmata will be Machriya. The Torah was given al das hachachomim. Torah was given to be understood and interpreted and applied and developed al pi das chachmei hamasorah. So in Torah Shebaal Peh, Knesset Yisrael, as it were, has the final word. Hodiyeni hechi halacha na'achiram lahatos. So Memela, that's what it means that Oviv, who's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also in the context of Torah, will refer to Torah Shebachsav. And Imo, who's Knesset Yisrael, so in the context of Torah, will refer to the Torah Shebaal Peh. Ubechlolos elu shnei apsukim heim. If you take these two psukim together, meaning if we backtrack to pasuk zayin of Yiras Hashem Eishes Doas, Chochmu Musa Avilim Bozu, and take that together with our pasuk of Shema Bnei Musa Avicha Valtita Ashtaros Yimechu, Ubechlolos, combining these psukim, so then what it refers to is Torah mitzvahs. Esse velosase. Vahainu, reishes doas hi haTorah. Ushma vegomer, meaning Shma bini Musa avicha, hu mitzvah esse. Valtito shulosase. So here the Gon suggests a second pshat in the pasuk. So you're talking as follows. Again, the very first pasuk, which the very first word, which gives the sefer its name, Mishle. So Shlomo HaMelech speaks in parables. He speaks in metaphors. So what's accomplished by doing that? So sometimes you need a moshal in order to help us understand the point, right? If we think about all the mishalim of the Dubna Magid. So what was the function of all the Dubna Magid's Mishalim? Was to help us grasp a point which had it been said directly without a Moshal, we wouldn't have understood, or wouldn't have understood with the same depth, the same clarity in its totality. With the Moshal, yeah, it brings the point home better. When Nosan Anovi comes to David HaMelech to give him Musa, so he begins with a Moshal of the rich man and the poor man and the sheep. So that's one role a Moshal can play. The need, the inability to understand doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, sort of an exoteric, maybe it's because the idea is a little too deep, a little too profound, and the way we sort of bridge the gap between ourselves and that idea is through a moshel. But that's one function of a moshel, is to help us understand what otherwise we wouldn't understand or wouldn't understand as well. Another reason to employ Mishalim, the Rambam, for instance, says this about Agadita, is if you're dealing with Sisrei Torah, which when it's not appropriate that the content should be made public, because most people are not really ro'oi to be engaged in such learning. So then how do you, on the one hand, communicate it to those who are ro'oi, and on the other hand, make sure that it remains inaccessible to those who are not ro'oi? it's camouflaged in a mashal. Haru'uyim l'chach will understand the mashal, and she'enim ru'uyim l'chach will not. And that the Rambam said at one point he was going to write a perush on Agadata. And then he realized that it was impossible, because to reveal what Chazal considered Sisrei Torah, and therefore said needs to be kept discreet, as it were, so he can't do that. Meidach Gisa, to retain that discretion. So it didn't leave anything for him to write. I mean, either you explain it or you don't explain it. So the Rambam realized that there was nothing for him to say. Whatever he said that was good and helpful was too much. Whenever he avoided saying something which wasn't publicizing Sisrei Torah, then what he said was as cryptic as the original Agadita. That's another reason to have a moshel. But why do we have a moshel in this pasuk? So if anything, here the moshel, if anything, it makes it more difficult to understand. I don't know, if we didn't have the Medrash Mishlei, if we didn't have the Gaon, so I don't know, would we have figured out that Musa Avicha is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Simecha is Torah Shebalpeh? I don't know. So over here, the moshel seems counterintuitive. So over here, again, there's nothing nistodik about this that needs to be hidden. There's also no difficulty that we have in grasping it. So that has to be another reason for why Shlomo HaMelech says is derech moshel. Now, what we're about to say is not the only answer to that question, but yitachin that it's one of the answers, which is that something a moshel allows for is let's say I want to tell you that you're going to the store, you're going to the fruit store, And you ask me if I want anything. So I want you to buy apples and oranges for me. Okay. So I can write, you know, thank you, please buy apples and oranges. Or let's say I have one moshel that represents both apples and oranges. So then I can more effectively, in a condensed form, communicate two things with one symbol. So to use a symbol, to use a moshel, what that allows for sometimes, it allows for multiple meanings. And yitachein, that maybe that's the pshat here in the Gaon. Maybe it's not a coincidence that in this pasuk, I don't know, ayin olav, but maybe it's not a coincidence that in this pasuk, the Gaon is suggesting two pshatim for Musa Avicha and Torah Simecha, because just one pshat of that Musa Avicha is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Simecha is Torah Shebalpeh, it leaves us with a question. So say some beforeish. What do you need a moshel for? What do you need a moshel for Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh? But if Musa Avicha, but if Shlomo HaMelech is saying two things simultaneously, so then the moshel is the vehicle for expressing those two things simultaneously. So Memela says the Gaon, no, even in pshat, there has to be a second meaning. There has to be a second layer of meaning here. Ubechlalus elu shnei apsukim, Shlomo HaMelech is saying something else. Shlomo HaMelech is saying that, again, the way to be kona the is through Torah, mitzvahs esse, and mitzvahs los esse. Behainu reishis das he ator ushma v'gomu hu mitzvah sase v'altito shelo sase. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for today. Glinado in Yetz Hashem, we'll resume around 12:30 with Pesachim. Okay, everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well, be safe, and we'll see.